Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Morning. Good morning. The sun's breaking through. I get to do the show just as the sun breaks through the clouds. Dynamite. You're spinning. I know you're spinning. Here's my life. My life is spent across a desk, trying to get you an understanding of what you need to do to get your body to live its dream. And that usually means when you see me, you're trying to get on the other side of some sort of an ache or a pain or a symptom or a disease that's plagued you. And the easy part is when you drop the herb into your body and it just goes away. And that's what we all hope for. And as I'll never stop saying, I wish that happened more often than not. Because more often than not, your illness, what you're spinning with, what you're confused about, is a perspective that you're not being given. Now, I'm going to stay on this platform today, just like I was on it last week. And we're going to do another show where I'm going to try to get you to a deeper, higher, more comprehensive level of what I mean when I say, if you're spinning around in circles and those herbs haven't worked yet, you have to deepen your perspective of why you're at where you're at. Some combination of flexibility or structural address of your psycho-emotional you, of the physical scars from physical traumas in your body that you've accumulated, and last but not least, and perhaps first on your list, your chemical you, your biochemical you, your nutritional deficiencies and your nutritional toxicities. I beg of you to understand that some combination of these four variables, specific to you. So anybody tuning in, this show is about you. Because your electrical field, your biofield, your magnetic field, what you are after we reduce you biochemically to your biophysical realm. Do you read me? Are you going to let me make this concept real for you? That's the issue here. Because if we're going to continue to talk rhetoric, you're wasting your time. I'm wasting my time. I don't know about you, but I don't have time to waste. So I'm going to hope that these words are piercing through your delusions of what's necessary for you to understand what it is to activate and heal your body. Because the biochemical paradigm is nonsense. It does not work. And we are being assaulted, assailed, attacked, subliminally diverted every single day by hundreds and thousands of new approaches to destroy your health. And the statistics show it. So I got to get you to a deeper understanding. You can't stick to the simple herb symptom approach anymore. You will perish. So let me repeat this again. Let me coin this, coin it, under an axiom called the rule of four. And let me say, if you're spinning around in circles, and many of you are, you're spinning because you haven't yet understood that there's some combination of your biochemistry, your biomechanics, the physical scars from physical traumas on your body, and your psycho-emotional you, some combination of those four variables that are keeping you out of the loop, out of the game, that are plateauing your therapies. There's no other way I can get this to you but case studies. So we're going to do case studies today. I'm going to ask you to wrap your imagination around the stories I tell you. And I tell good stories. I know how to tell a story. You know I know how to tell a story. These stories are all real. Real people. Real cases. Names are changed. Ages are changed. Everybody's protected. But nonetheless, these are real. They are not fabricated. I see them every single week. I know your journey even better than you. I've given my life to your process. So if you've got low back pain, I know what you do. The first thing you do when you have chronic low back pain, the stuff that doesn't go away, is you go to your MD. And that's not a bad place to start. Except the problem is, if the medical doctor can't use drugs, or the drugs don't work, and surgery won't work, hopefully your medical doctor will tell you both. But at least, and this is what I want to point out, at least, so part of the show today is a critique of holistic medicine. It is certainly not an attack on allopathic medicine. Of the two, honestly, the system of allopathy, the system, works way better than the holistic model. The holistic model is, relatively speaking, although I think better intentioned, I think it's chaos. And I'm going to tell you some stories today to support that. There are critics of the holistic model on the right wing, so to speak, that say the holistic model is chaos, a waste of time, and a waste of your money. I support that statement many, many, many times. There's a right way to do anything. There's a right way to do holistic medicine, and there's a wrong way. There's a right way to do allopathic medicine and a wrong way. Of the two, the medical doctors do a better job of at least trying to tell us how to do it the right way. But don't understand. Don't misunderstand my message here. I want you to look at the system of holistic medicine. And understand that if you have low back pain and you go to an orthopedic surgeon, and you go to 10 orthopedic surgeons, you're going to get basically one explanation. If they see a 4 millimeter disc bulge slightly impacting the fecal sac, the dural sac, slightly impinging a nerve root on the left foramen between L5 and S1, explaining the pain into the buttocks, they're going to tell you, try conservative therapy. If it doesn't work, we're going to go in, suck out a little bit of the disc, decompress your spine, and you should be fine. And if you take that low back pain with that disc herniation to 10 different orthopedic surgeons, you're going to get about 90% compliance as to how to approach that problem. They're not going to argue with each other. Now take that same problem, that same low back pain out there into the holistic community. Because a chiropractor is going to tell you one thing, and an acupuncturist is going to tell you another thing. And a massage therapist is going to tell you a third thing. And a Pilates instructor is going to tell you a fourth thing, and a nutritionist is going to tell you a fifth thing. And so on and so far down the line. The psychic healer is going to tell you another thing. And if that medical doctor's therapy didn't work, you've taken the leap into the holistic model. And every holistic practitioner you see has a different perspective on how to do that. And within a year or 2 years or 3 years, you are spinning around in circles. That's you. That's a lot of people. If you think you're alone in that spin, please do not think that. I'm alone in that spin. Do you really think it's different when a doctor studies 4 to 5 different disciplines, spends a good 20 years in school, treats thousands and thousands of people, and tries to make some sense out of what works? Do you think the doctor is really in any different place than you are? Because you're ardently, sincerely, constantly, relentlessly asking yourself, what do I need to do to heal? Well, that's what some doctors are doing. They're studying everything, trying to understand what they need to tell you to do to heal. That doctor's me and some others. Those are good doctors. They're trying to understand how to integrate the model. The model that should be a lot more than just hodgepodge therapy, hopping from acupuncturist to chiropractor to nutritionist to naturopath to massage therapist to psychic healer to this, that, and the other thing. We should be doing better than that. And if the holistic model does not evolve, I assure you it will disappear. It has surfaced and disappeared many times. And it will, in the advent of genetic engineering, parts replacement, cloning, and every other allopathic scientific discovery on the cusp as I talk, it will not stand up in the future. It won't. So the point is, if you're spinning, you're succumbing to the fact that the holistic model has asked you to engage its chaos because its model is not comprehensive and truly integrated. We're going to explain that. The first step for you, if you're going to understand what integration means, is to understand you're going to take a piece of paper and you're going to put down your two or three biggest symptoms, the ones that haven't gone away. And if they haven't gone away, I assure you, there is some mystical, although not mystical, combination of flexibility training, of psycho-emotional understanding, of nutritional address, and of flexibility training. Flexibility, removing scars from physical trauma, biochemistry, and the psycho-emotional realm. Some combination of those four is the beginning of your journey. The question is how do you integrate that model? How, if you even understand those variables, which we'll get into a little more deeply today, are you to apply them to you? Because it's not about saying, oh, okay, I need to stretch, I need to cleanse, I need to have my scars remediated, and I need to look at my psyche. I get it. I'll do those things. That is not what I'm talking about. Do you think a cake? Do you think a birthday cake is you take an egg and you throw it into a bowl, and you take some flour and you throw it into a bowl, and you take some sugar and you throw it into a bowl, and you take some milk and you throw it into a bowl, and then you stir it and you put it in the oven? Do you think that's a cake? I hope you don't think it's a cake. Don't invite me to your house for cake. That's not cake. That's a disaster. That's what you don't show off to your friends and serve at a birthday party. That's what you throw in the garbage. Throw your holistic model in the garbage. Throw the last 10 to 20 to 30 years, unfortunately, you may have suffered spinning in circles. Throw that in the garbage. Because that's not the way you make a birthday cake. Holistic medicine, even if you get, do you know how many of you spend time in one of those four dimensions? You go to psychologists to work out physical ailments that have been deemed psychosomatic, and you never do nutrition. How many of you do nutrition at the expense of getting flexible? So on and so forth. Even if you understand that you have to bring all four variables together, you have to understand how to do that. So we have a public that's basically looking for a quick fix with a quick herb or a quick therapy. Just see that therapist for your low back pain, Charlie. It'll go away. Don't worry about your nutrition. Don't worry about your psyche. Hey, that autoimmune disease you've got, that's purely nutritional. It's got nothing to do with your psyche. Or if it's got something to do with your psyche, surely it's not because you broke your left ankle as a kid and you've limped since then. That has nothing to do with it. You see.